AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Matt, Brett here today. Hey, Brett.
Hey there, Matt.
I don't know how your weekend went. Did you have any fun this weekend?
Yeah, at least in terms of staying unplugged from, well, the stuff you're going to talk about. Yes. Outside of that, tried to have as good of a weekend as I could.
Yeah, it was, you know, I thought I had done a good job on Friday. I did. I was actually kind of proud of myself. I came on out, I did the speeches, got us excited about early voting, got home, and an hour later had the gut punch of not only losing an outstanding Supreme Court justice, who many rulings was the only voice of logic and intelligence at the table sometimes, but as well this the idea that giddily conservatives were, she's dead, and they were. I'm very glad yesterday. I'm pretty exhausted still today. I went hiking on the east side of town over at Lake Elmo Park Preserve, which is just gorgeous. That was, the leaves are starting to change really in earnest. We're starting to see a lot more of that, and that's nice. That kind of gets you in that fall spirit. But I got home from that, and that was the reason I was able to do that was because my daughter had a sports commitment early in the morning on Sunday. I know, over in St. Paul. And so then my wife and I were going to go hike around, I think it's the Anderson Nature Area in Eden Prairie, which is also just pretty spectacular. Warning about the Anderson Nature Area, though, you have to, you know, that's got some hills. That's got some hills. Like, you know, you definitely want to be in pretty good shape before you hike that place. I mean, that is not one that, it's going to be if you have to catch your breath every a few steps, you probably don't want to do that one. But you get to the top of the hill and the view, and you can see the view that I posted up on the social media pages. The view is pretty spectacular up there, right on the Minnesota River. You get a beautiful look at Shakopee as well as Valley Fair, and of course the river flowing below you. It's very nice. So I kind of got out and I exhausted myself last night, and I did something I generally don't do too much with. I binge watched. I'm now just starting to catch up to Fargo. The TV show Fargo. So I finished out the first season of Fargo last night, and now started working in the second season. Now I gotta go out and the show that won the Emmys for comedy, Schitt's Creek. I've got to go win that, and they're the winner. SCHITT'S. That's how you pronounce
it. It's funny. I was hesitating for one second. Really, Matt?
Well, it's everyone was reporting it this morning.
Yeah.
No one was writing the blue. As a SCHITT'S. There. And, Eugene Levy and his crew. And by the way, Eugene Levy, talk about a grossly underappreciated comedian. And Catherine O'Hara. How did Catherine O'Hara not win an Emmy already? Needless to say, I'm glad everyone there won. So now I got to catch up on that one. But we need to talk about what has happened. Because, first of all, I want we already know what's going to happen. We knew what was going to happen in 2016. We did. We have a country, and the Democratic Party has to understand there's 110 million people that are registered voters who did not vote in 2016. The vast majority of them are Democrats. And there is this idea that you didn't entertain me enough. You didn't appeal to my perfect senses. You weren't the 100% perfect candidate. Henceforth, I will stay home. It's your fault. The reality is we should look at these people and say, okay, do you understand how politics works? You rarely are going to have someone you agree with most of the time. That is, unless you yourself are the politician at the top of the ticket, you are rarely going to have someone that you agree with most of the time. And in 2016, I can't tell you how many shows I did where I was like, well, if this guy wins, guess what? Supreme Court justices, I had no idea about babies in cages. the mismanagement of coronavirus. I mean, my God, the litany of things this guy has screwed up is calling the troops losers. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't know exactly what it was going to be, but I knew it was going to be bad. But you know what I did know what was going to happen is that he was going to have the chance to not only replace Merrick Garland's seat, but there was a good chance there would be another Supreme Court justice that would retire. And then there was always Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out there. And she was not, of course, young. And that was that there was always the chance. Now, she did not retire. She was trying to make it until the next term. God bless her. She was a wonderful woman. But the minute afterwards, I don't know if you still have a few of these people who are really the anti-Hillary progressives or Democrats who screamed about, I'm so glad I didn't vote for Hillary back then. But ever since then, they want to make, now basically they bragged about their behavior back when Hillary lost. But ever since then, they've tried to blame everyone else. And of course, that was the first thing that they said. Well, she should have retired back when Obama was president. Okay. If she would have retired any time in the last year, the Republicans would have held up that nomination as well. So you're saying that she should have had the foresight to retire, what, 7 years ago, 8 years ago? Come on. Back in 2009, before the Democrats didn't show up in the 2010 election and handed basically control of the country to the Republicans for 10 years? Come on. Please. We are a country of people who likes immediate validation. That's what we are. And so there are people out there that even though if they took 5 seconds and stood back and they said, sweet Jesus, Donald Trump is god awful. He's a horrible human being. I better make sure that he doesn't become president of the United States. There are people out there that's like, I'm going to be contrarian. Because people will praise me within my little friend group. So I'm not going to vote this time. Aren't I the greatest? This is not about who the Democrats nominate. This is not about the Democratic Party bunching up on Bernie Sanders. This is not about anything else. You had Donald Trump on the freaking ballot. You had Donald Trump on the ballot. And you have people who knowingly said, even though I might agree with, say, 60 or 50% of what Hillary Clinton stands for, it still is a heck of a lot more than the 1% Trump stands for, but I'm still going to have the risk, the chance of him becoming the president. Ever since that day, a lot of those people have been frantically trying to find some way to blame other people for Trump becoming, president of the United States. And the reality is, no, it was 110 million people, the vast majority of whom are Democrats, who just didn't think that Donald Trump being president would be bad. And you were idiots because of course he was going to be bad. Of course he was going to be bad. Of course he was going to be atrocious. That was not a debate. That was known. That was a known. We understood that. Even today, he says, there's a lot about Biden I don't like. I don't care. Just okay, great. I mean, are you looking to get a date with someone who doesn't like Biden? Is that what this is all about? Come on. You might not agree with Biden on everything. You shouldn't. There's two political parties. The chances you do have someone who you agree with all the time is pretty slim. And so, you look at the two system and you think, the heck with it. The reality is you've got basically a bucket of mold on the other side that you're saying I'd rather have that in charge than a Joe Biden. Well, this is how you get these nightmare scenarios. People want, unless this candidate does everything I want, I'm going to have a pity party for myself. Or just because I didn't vote doesn't mean that I want the other guy to win. Well, kind of does. And here we are. We all knew that the Republicans were going to do this. I mean, I don't know why the media is being so kind to them. I mean, the question should basically be at this point that they should go to them and say, you know, it's clear you have a two different standards, that when there's a Republican president and a Democrat president, how is that fair? That should be the question. And you know, and that should be the question every time. And they should, you know, make them say, well, no, it's not fair, but we don't care because we're getting our guy. And that's really where we're at. Now, to all those people out there who, I'm just so tired of it all. I don't like the two-party system. Well, then go work your ass off and start a third party. I've said this. I don't know how many times I've said this on this show. If you don't like either party that's currently running, well, then stop just your complaining and go start another party. You have the right to sit at home and not vote and act like you've done something righteous. But if you truly are a person who feels you're not being represented by the two-party system, well, then go start another political party. Ah, but will people want to follow your political party? There's a little hitch in the old problem, isn't it? That's why I think a lot of the progressives got really excited with Bernie. Well, Bernie didn't take the southeastern United States seriously in two freaking elections. In the two primaries, he didn't take them seriously. It was Hillary Clinton or it's Joe Biden. Those are your two options. And yes, they are both astoundingly better choices than Donald Trump. But, you know, it's like the person who goes to a barbecue and says, I want a steak. And they get to the barbecue and they say, well, we don't have steak, but we have hot dogs or we have a crap sandwich. And you can have either a hot dog or a crap sandwich. And you say, well, I'd rather have – they're both just equally as bad. Now, I know, you know, vegan person is going to be like, they really are. But no, you understand my point. Okay, say it's a portobello mushroom burger or a crap sandwich. How about we say it like that? A portobello mushroom burger or a crap sandwich. Well, I want my steak. I didn't want either of those choices. Well, one of those choices is still a heck of a lot better than the other choice. Kind of get over your smug selves. You want to know who's the problem here? If you're one of those 110 million people who did not vote or protest voted and didn't put Hillary in or went and tried to go with the clearly compromised of the Russians, Jill Stein and the Green Party, or listened to Susan Sarandon or whatever you did, look in the mirror and say, I'm part of the problem here. And your two choices are either to just kind of suck it up and realize no politician is perfect and vote the one that you agree with mostly, or go start your own party. But just stop with your pity party. It's old and tired. And this idea that no one knew. Well, we all knew. We all knew. Eventually, I don't know how this is going to play out. It's going to be interesting. I mean, one of the things that has been brought up is that Kelly in Arizona, that's a replacement race for McSally and Kelly. So whoever wins that race, if Kelly wins, he's immediately seated as the senator, which means they lose a seat. And if Murkowski and Collins and Romney are all still on board with not having the you know, Trump put the next Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court, well, then you are looking at it's not going to pass this year. I think Susan Collins will cave. I mean, she'll – I thought that I'll get the job. They gave me a job. I'm going to have – she'll cave. But still, that's an interesting side note. That's why a lot of people are speculating they're just frantically trying to get this done before the election, because they know if Kelly's gone, that's one less – becomes a senator, rather. If Kelly becomes a senator, McSally's gone. Kelly becomes a senator, that's one less vote they have, and that means they can only have three defections. And Murkowski and Romney, you know, as much as I disagree with them, they still at least seem to have some level of integrity. All of Murkowski's, you know, how you didn't vote to impeach him, I don't know. Needless to say, the Democrats are probably going to – because people are now paying attention or acting like, who could have ever seen this happening? Well, raise my hand. I said 2016. Brett said it a bunch of times. And, you know, yeah, we saw it. McEntee, when McEntee was here, he said it. We saw this coming. We knew this was going to be the case. So the Democrats are going to get in there. And just let me make sure I reiterate something that I have said. Moderate Democrats, stop screwing this up. okay? Stop. See, the Republicans have power because when they are in power, they have absolute power. They get rid of the filibuster. They force they try to force their way on everyone else, and they try to break the Democrats' even house. It's their way or the highway. That's the only rule. When they're not in power, what do? Is they say, "Hey, moderate Democrat, we'll let you pretend you're one of the cool kids with us. As long as you basically vote against your own party and help us stay in charge." And what do the moderate Democrats do? Okay, vote against the own party, okay. Stop it, you idiots, you selfish bastards. Stop it. I have said this analogy. I'll say this again. Imagine the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are two large farms. And you're on the Democratic farm, and it's got a fence all the way around it. And in your farm, on the other side of the field, you see the progressives and the Democrats and the Wellstonians, and they're all over there. And you look on the other side of the fence, and there is one or two Republicans who are close to the fence, and you're just like, well, I'm a lot closer to them than I am to those guys. Well, reminder, those guys on the other side of the fence hate you and want to kill you. Two, they're only using you to undermine your political party, which you seem to freely be willing to do. And three, when you run again, they're not going to say, "Hell, there's the Democrat us Republicans like to work with." No, they're going to paint you as is San Francisco liberal. Oh, look at them. They're not going to be your buddy. They're not going to be your friend. And they're not going to give you really any bipartisanship. They're not going to do anything. So when we do get back in power here and we try to fix this, stop shooting yourselves in the foot. Stop tying your hands behind your back. Stop gouging out your eye. And acting like, "Hey, well, come on, guys. I think we should put the filibuster back in place. It's only fair. We're better than them." No, we're not. And the only way we're going to win this fight is by basically taking and playing the game under their rules. This is their rules. We need to stop with this idea that we are somehow better than that. If we don't start playing by their rules, well, it doesn't matter. You'll have 9 Supreme Court justices that are all far right. And not only do you get rid of women's rights to choose and women's control over their own body, but corporations are people, my friend. Healthcare is gone. Environment will be destroyed. There's not a single issue that the Democrats have that will not be wiped out by a 9-0 Supreme Court. And they will do that if we keep sitting there and saying, "Why don't I have a candidate that agrees with me on everything? I'm going to sit at home and protest and pout." Or, "I'm the moderate, and so I'm going to, when we get in power, make sure the Republicans have a way to stop everything we do." You don't stop playing this game under a 1950s model. Well, then, the hell with all of you. The hell with all of you. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour for the last 5 years on AM 950. We air every Saturday night at 6 p.m. We have artists, musicians, private detectives, politicians, and more. On AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment, real estate, wills, taxes, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Buy appliances below cost during Warner Stellion's Real Deal Clearance Sale. Hundreds of yellow-tagged appliances below cost, plus free installation on Bosch cooking pairs. Open a Warner Stellion card and get 24 months financing on top-rated LG packages, plus a $50 bonus. And visit WarnerStellion.com to sign up for $100 in extra savings. Buy appliances below cost at Warner Stellion's 3-day only Real Deal Clearance Sale, Saturday through Monday.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. Many listeners know that I train on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on equity and dismantling racism. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change how they see the world. And now I'm doing all of my work online so everyone can attend regardless of where you're located. For more information, go to elliekrug.com. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Robert Pilot chiming in on the Facebook live stream. Hello, it's Radio for Your Eyes. You can watch the show if you so desire. Go to AM 950's Facebook page or else the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show page on Facebook as well. And you can view the radio. Ooh. Anyway, Robert making a point there. The Democrats outnumber the Republicans. Yeah, you're right. But the Democrats are like a 2-year-old. You can distract them with keys or make them feel like they're important. They're a big boy by helping out by not voting. No politician. I have yet to find a politician. I've found some politicians I've really liked. I have yet to find a politician I agreed with on 100% of the things. And if that is your standard, then it's an unachievable standard and you need to grow up. The reality is you're ignoring elections because you want an attaboy or a pat on the back or feel like you're special. You ignoring elections basically is setting yourself up for a situation where you're going to lose a heck of a lot more because while you're sitting there saying, I stopped the woman I agreed with 75%, you enabled someone who you agree with 0.001% of the time. So good going. Nicely done. Fools. Jeff is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I've talked to you numerous times over the course of the last 4 years. And one of the things that concerns me, and I know you get a lot of the radical Republicans that do listen to your show, and if they're out there, I have a message for them. Your life can change in a moment's notice from a doctor's office visit, such as my life changed in 2010 when my late wife found out that she had stage 4 breast cancer. Thank God for Obamacare. Had we not had that, I'd probably be homeless and living in one of the camps around Minneapolis that are being dismantled at this time. It would have been financially devastated because she had a pre-existing condition before her breast cancer diagnosis. This new judge that Trump may likely announce, I think her name's Susan Barnett or Bartlett or something. I don't know right offhand, but she's very conservative, and she's right up there with Scalia. And the word that I read in the news is that goodbye Obamacare and goodbye your health insurance. And this will affect everybody, not only Democrats and Republicans. This will affect every American.
Yeah.
Has a pre-existing condition.
And Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. And I think one of the things I want to make sure I mention there, and glad you're with us here, Roe v. Wade gets overturned. That just means it goes back to the states. Minnesota can have a legal abortion, and Texas can't stop it. And so if they want to get rid of abortion, they have to pass a constitutional amendment, which they are not going to do. This just basically prevents the country as a whole from having a standard, and basically it sends it back to the states. And also there's a lot of people that have questions of what abortion is because in the guards there's a lot of people that there are prescription pills you can take now. That's from the descriptions that are on the laws and the books, that's different than what it is. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of interesting murkiness there. One thing that is for certain, your health care is gone. And not only health care, they're going to go after Medicaid and Medicare. And this conservative judge, I mean, she is a person who's, the people that he is putting forward, I mean, I don't understand how people can say, sure, I want strange men to have control over my medical decisions. That's who these people are. And they're proud of it. And give you an idea, though, the one woman is, this is the Ilian Gonzalez lawyer, right? Is that's the number two choice he's got, is the Ilian Gonzalez lawyer. Yeah. These are people that have not had bench experience. They're just basically zealots. I mean, like Alito is to a point. I mean, but at least Alito did have some bench experience. But no, this is your health care is gone. You want to protect the Boundary Waters? That's gone. Boundary Waters will be ripped up and mined down for profit, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. They want to take your house? They will. They'll pass laws that say, well, corporations don't have to pay you a fair market rate. They can just take your house. And then, geez, I know it's a real shame, and gee, golly, but you know, corporations are people. That's what they're going to say, and that's what they're going to do. It is truly a horrific – what is going to happen is horrific. And I don't know if they can stop it or not, but I will say without a doubt in my mind that, you know, this is – as people scream about abortion, understand the abortion will go back to the states, and then it becomes a states issue. And there are going to be states where abortion will be legal, where this becomes a real nightmare is the health care, because these people, they don't care what the law is. They don't want it. And so they will find a way to rule against it. And reminder, what Trump did when they altered Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act in 2017, when they altered it, they got rid of some of the rules which now make the basically they could get rid of it. Now they can make an argument, well, it shouldn't be in existence. And their argument actually has some teeth now. Now, that's – you know, health care will be for wealthy people only. That will be the rule after this. And also I would make an argument that if this – the way this is going, we're going to have to get to a point where if the Democrats want to get anything done, they're going to have to pass constitutional amendments every time they want to get something done. And it makes it a much harder thing to overturn, but the Equal Rights Amendment, we finally got that one passed. That one only took, what, 40 years. Yeah. Good luck. Let's take Gary here really quick before we go. Gary, welcome on in.
Well, I think we're very real threat back to the 30s. No health care and no job security, no protection from the bosses. And you know, I get really tired, as you were saying, these some people call in the station sometimes running down Biden. Well, I was for Elizabeth Warren. I'm 100% for Biden. Do you really want what they got with Trump again? I mean, they never learn. Yeah. Last time was Hillary back in 92. Nader kind of got in there, screwed it up,
Well,
it's just frustrating. And union people, they're voting against their own union when they vote Republican. They've been doing it for years.
Gary, thank you very much. I liked Elizabeth Warren, and I didn't agree with everything Elizabeth Warren would say. I didn't. I liked Elizabeth Warren. She's not the nominee. I'm 100% voting for Joe Biden, and I'm voting for Joe Biden with a smile on my face. That's an easy choice. I like Joe Biden. I like Elizabeth Warren more, but I like Joe Biden. But I'm not stupid enough to sit there and say, just to be contrary, I'm going to go and vote for a third-party candidate or write my own name in and risk the chance that Donald Trump will win again. To stop a guy I agree with on 75% of the things in the world, I'm going to make sure I enable a guy I agree with on less than 1% of the things. See, idiots. I don't have any time for you. 952-946-6205. We all saw this coming. Don't act surprised. This is exactly what's happening. We'll take a break. Come on back. I'll get the Minnesota coronavirus update when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show. And reminder, by the way, Steve Simon going to join us here hopefully before too much longer. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Joe Biden debates the big orange buffoon coming up on Tuesday, September 29th, and you have a chance to watch it with us and other AM 950 listeners at Crooner's Supper Club. Crooner's has an outdoor stage with a large TV screen and great sound. They've been doing socially distanced concerts all summer and work hard to make sure everyone is safe. So come watch the debate with us and hear Trump make cutting-edge arguments like this.
This is a tough hurricane. one of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
Doors open at 7:30 with the debate beginning at 8. Tickets are $25 and include one complimentary drink and one seat at a two-person socially distanced table. Space is very limited, though, because of safety, and when tickets are gone, there will not be more available. Tickets are pre-sale only at am950radio.com. Again, that's AM950's Debate Watch Party, Tuesday, September 29th at Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. Tickets and details at am950radio.com.
God bless Minneapolis, and God bless the United States.
Hi, Matt McNeil from AM950. Toyota is making the best vehicles on the market today. The Highlander, RAV4, Camry, Sienna, all their models are sensational, designed for the driver. Once you realize which Toyota vehicle is best for you, the next step is to head over to the best Toyota dealership in Minnesota, Rudy Luther Toyota. And right now, Rudy Luther Toyota is offering 0% financing for 60 months to qualified buyers on the 2020 Corollas, Camrys, Avalons, and RAV4s. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Toms, Certified Financial Planner with RBC Wealth Management. You might think you have to give up performance to invest responsibly, but that simply isn't true. Responsible investing can actually have a positive impact on performance. We will work with you to come up with a strategy that matches your values. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
I know a lot of people are probably saying, well, I didn't think Matt would be so upset about the Democrats today. I thought he'd be talking about, you know, outrageous things. I knew this was coming, and you're probably not going to be able to stop it. So if you want to try to stop it, here's what I want you to do is I want you to get newspapers from the last 4 years, three and a half years, and put them in your DeLorean and go back to about mid-October of 2016 when we had grab him by the blank and, you know, he was mocking a disabled man and he's mocking POWs. This is right before we heard about Stormy Daniels. So it wasn't like there wasn't any reason to vote for the guy back then. But what I want you to do is go back there with all the headlines and show them to all the people who are smug, righteous, I'm not going to vote for Hillary. And show them the headlines and they'll be like, oh my God. Oh no, we got to go vote for Hillary. That's why you do that. And if you can do that, I'll attack the process. But until that time, it's not like we didn't warn you. By the way, the debate party, we got a debate party coming up here at Crooner's this is the 29th of September, I believe it is, next Tuesday. We are going to be at Crooner's with a social distancing debate watching party. Now, I will tell you, we are not selling tickets at the door. We have a very limited amount of seats because of social distancing. I can tell you we've already gotten a good chunk of them sold. So if you want to get tickets, you need to go over to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. Get your tickets now as they will be gone. These will be gone. So go get your tickets. Once again, each ticket is $25. It comes with a free drink ticket, and that gets you a seat at a two-person table. So come join us. We're going to be looking out there. It will be an interesting debate. That's the very least, for sure. That's coming up once on the 29th. Once again, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. Minnesota is coming closer to meeting 3 of its 5 targets for effective management of the COVID-19 pandemic. An update Monday of the state's COVID-19 dashboard showed a rate of 4.8 new COVID-19 hospital admissions per 100,000, down from the peak of 7.1 in July. That is below the 5.0, I believe, is what they were looking for. The decline is reflected in the latest daily numbers on Monday from the Minnesota Department of Health, which listed 255 people admitted for hospitals for COVID-19, including 128 needing intensive care. So those numbers are going down, which is good. Breathing problems, other complications as well. From the infectious disease. That's why people are being hospitalized there. That is a decline from the recent peak of about 337 hospitalizations on August 11th, but a slight increase from the low of 233 last Monday. The key question is whether the continued high numbers of new infections with the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19 will lead to a surge in hospitalizations. That's one thing that's really been interesting about this is we have got – I mean, did you see what, 1,300 cases yesterday they reported? 1,300 cases. An absolutely outrageous amount by far our new day total. But we're not seeing that. On the good side, it's not translating to a higher death count, which is – that's the key. But still, at the same time, I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, a lot of people getting infected. Is that a necessarily a good thing? Oh, yeah. The call is praising Robert E. Lee. Jeez. when praising the general who led a terrorist army against the United States of America, killing hundreds of thousands of U.S. soldiers, when that doesn't even come up on the radar, that just tells you how Trump – this is the Trump administration. By basically pouring gasoline all over every outhouse he can see and lighting them on fire, that is his that's his mode of staying clear. Is that when something goes bad, what do? They send out someone to, you know, have relations with a farm animal on the White House front lawn. I mean, that's just how these people do it. Robert E. Lee, his whole campaign has become, if you're white, you need to vote for me because I'll keep the minorities down. I mean, that's literally his campaign at this point. Anyway, back to the coronavirus. That was a caller calling us up and telling us about the Robert E. Lee. Yeah, we saw that. Yeah, I saw that. The Monday reported 937 new infections. That is on the Monday, which is still a pretty high number comparatively. Testing clinics, COVID-19 hotspots across the state and on college campuses now that students have returned to classes helped fuel record numbers. The state reported 114,298 diagnostic tests over the past seven-day period. That's a lot of people getting tests there. So, obviously it's still a pretty major concern. In two votes on Monday, the Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors reversed an August 4th decision to delay both volleyball and football. They're going to start them back up. In a virtual board meeting that held more than 400 people listening, the league voted 15-3 to restart football and after voting 14-4 to approve fall volleyball. The football season of six games will be approved. Needless to say, hey, you know what? We were mildly inconvenienced for 6 weeks, so let's just pretend the pandemic doesn't exist anymore. Okay. All right. Back. Okay. No problem. When we do have parents dying of coronavirus because a football player was playing a football game and he got coronavirus playing football, then all of a sudden how could the Minnesota State High School League allow them to play? If you're always the victim, you can always find someone to blame for your demands. I have no idea. We held back for six whole weeks. Six. We need to play football now. No. This world is crazy, man. This world, I think this is, it's like when you have a crazy roommate, you yourself start doing things that are crazy because you lose what all sense of what normalcy is anymore, you know? Maybe I should get a face tattoo, you know, that sort of thing. it doesn't look that bad. Wait a minute here. Pierce my upper lip? Sure, why not? Let's take a break. 952-946-6205. Hopefully, Secretary of State Steve Simon joins us when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Joe Biden debates Donald Trump on Tuesday, September 29th, and we'd like you to join us for a socially distanced debate watch party at Crooner's Supper Club. Crooner's has an outdoor stage with a large TV and great sound. Tickets are $25 and include one complimentary drink and one seat at a two-person socially distanced table. Space is very limited because of safety, and tickets are pre-sale only at am950radio.com. Again, that's our debate watch party Tuesday, September 29th at Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. Tickets and details at am950radio.com.
buy appliances below cost during Warner Stellion's Real Deal Clearance Sale. Hundreds of yellow-tagged appliances below cost, plus free installation on KitchenAid and Beko dishwashers. Open a Warner Stellion card and get 18-month special financing plus a $50 bonus. Visit WarnerStellion.com to sign up for $100 in extra savings. Don't miss your chance to buy appliances below cost at the 3-day Real Deal Clearance Sale, Saturday through Monday at Warner Stellion.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Early voting started here in the state of Minnesota on Friday. Secretary of State Steve Simon is kind enough to join us here today to talk about the lay of the land, how you can find out how you vote, the many different options you have, and how you can make a difference coming up here as we head through October towards the November election. Secretary Simon, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. It's always nice to chat with you. Unfortunately, as we had a pretty serious news weekend, it's a good reminder that voting does matter and voting is important. We need to make sure that every time we have an election, whether presidential or off year or just a school board in your city council, those elections matter and they need to. People need to get out there and vote.
Elections have consequences, no question about it. That's it. People get elected to stuff. I don't care whether it's president of the United States, as you say, school board, anything else. What people do when they get there, or don't do when they get there, for that matter, those things have real downstream effects on all of us. And that's just one example.
Is Minnesota the earliest for the earliest in the country for beginning of early voting?
We were indeed. Last Friday, we and South Dakota took the plunge together, first two states in the country to start early voting for everyone who's eligible. So we led the way. That was it last Friday.
Of course, there are a lot of different ways to do it, which is another great thing about it. Let's focus on the difference right now between in-person early voting and voting by mail.
Yes. So there are two ways to vote absentee. One is to go into your city hall. If you're in the metro, it's almost always a city hall. If you're in greater Minnesota, it might be a county. If you don't know where to go to vote in-person absentee, our website is mnvotes.org, mnvotes.org, and you can find out. So that is an experience that's a lot like game day. You go in, it's like it, but not identical to it. You have to still fill out a one-page application to get your absentee ballot. You'll get it right there, and you'll vote right there in person. The other way to do it is to vote from home, which almost a million Minnesotans have already asked to do by applying for a ballot at mnvotes.org. And there, you get the ballot mailed to you at home. The advantage there, apart from comfort and convenience, meaning you can, you know, vote with your feet up or vote while you're watching TV or eating a meal or folding laundry or whatever, the other advantage is you minimize your own risk and you're kind of performing a public service in the sense that every person who votes from home is making the polling place just a little bit safer for those who choose that option as well.
The idea here is, and this is one of the things, and we've talked the numerous times you've come on the air, we've talked about how people have tried to stop this. The idea, though, is this: during a pandemic, we are in a pandemic, for goodness sakes, having these options where people can decide how comfortable they are in regards to being in large groups of people to vote. This is really the benefit of it. We have a system in place which actually almost took in account pandemics when we put it into place, and it right now it's the gem of the country, because really there isn't a reason you can't vote right now, especially when you look at the pandemic, because you can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Exactly, and it's all about choice, right? No one has to do it a particular way. It's perfectly legitimate and fine and honorable to go in and vote in the polling place. No question about it. But when you do that, if you do that, you should thank your neighbor or your friend or your relative who has chosen to vote from home, because they've made sure by doing that that the polling place is just a little bit safer. There are fewer people. Look, I approach this as kind of a math problem. We have 3,000 polling places. We're expecting about 3 million voters. That math works out pretty nicely to 1,000 people per polling place. And at a time of a pandemic, if you can get that number down, that's a good thing. Not everyone has to do it. But thanks to the million or more Minnesotans who will vote that way, it's not going to be 1,000 to 1 anymore. It's going to be more like 700 or 600 to 1, and maybe we'll go even lower than that. So that's a good thing.
And I will say, I mean, just their early reports of the amount of people requesting absentee ballots, you've got to be pretty happy. This system is working.
Absolutely. It's sky high. Just to put it in perspective for your listeners, last election in 2018, we had somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 people in Minnesota who voted from home. We already have just shy of 1 million requests, and we got 43 days left to go. Mm-hmm. So at this rate, rates can go up or down, of course, but at the current rate, if it holds, we'll be at about 1.2 million out of the 3 million or so we expect, so well over a third who will end up voting that way, and that's good for them, and it lightens the load on election judges and voters at the polling place on election day.
I want to bring up one thing, and this is something my family is directly dealing with. You know my son, Charlie, there. He is headed off to the University of Minnesota. What kind of are the rules when you look at college kids when they're going off? Is it one of those things where they vote on campus, or do they need to go back to their home district?
Either one. They can make the choice. Obviously, they can't do both. That is a felony. Don't do that. but as long as you pick one and you meet the requirements, that's perfectly fine. There are plenty of college kids who maybe grew up in Hopkins, let's say, and maybe now live in Minneapolis or Mankato or Bemidji or whatever, who vote on their college campus as their residence. But there are just as many who say, you know what, I'm going to keep Hopkins in this example as my voting residence. You can do either. It's fine.
Also, obviously, there's a lot of people who do like to vote in person. The mnvotes.org webpage, does have all the information, the pertinent information in regards to where your local polling place is, right?
Right. And just to be clear, it's just as worthy to vote in a polling place. But we want to make the option available to people and give them information and ask them to consider voting from home. And yeah, we're going to have 3,000 polling places, whether two people show up or millions show up. They're going to be there. They're going to be fully staffed. They will have all the supplies and the PPE we need, just as we did in the primary. That was a great dry run, great dress rehearsal. We paid for the purchase and the distribution to all 3,000 polling places of masks, of hand sanitizer and pumps and wipes, and we're going to have the same and more for the general election.
When we talked to Justice Paul Thiessen on Friday, we need to also remind people that there's a full ballot. Can you still on your website pull up the ballot you will get if you by typing in your address and finding out who will be on your ballot?
Yes, excuse the dog there.
That's okay.
yes, we have a feature called My Ballot. And it is what it sounds like. You go to mnvotes.org and you type in your own address, and right away, up will come all the contests on your ballot in the specific place you live. So if you have listeners going, gee, obviously the presidential race is an obvious one, but am I even voting on county commissioner this year? Are there any school board races on my ballot this year? Type in your address, mnvotes.org. It's the My Ballot feature. Boom. You'll know right away what all the contests are that you'll be voting on.
There have been some, and by the way, Secretary of State Steve Simon joining us talking about early voting. Voting started here in Minnesota last Friday, so you can vote now. There have been some reports of information coming in the mail to people, which seems to give people some questions on whether how legitimate it is. Namely, it's like Center for Voter Information, and they're looking for emails and you know, contact information, phone numbers, stuff like this. How legitimate is that stuff? Or should people be wary when they get something that's requesting personal information?
Well, let me just answer the specific before I answer the general. The particular mailing from the Center for Voter Information is legitimate in the sense that I'm not endorsing that group, but it is an actual form, and it will accomplish the goal of signing someone up to get an absentee ballot. But, might I add, last Thursday, we sent out our own mailing from our office. And the advantage of our mailing is, first of all, you know it's from the Office of Secretary of State, not from a private group. We're not harvesting any data or anything like that. And we are sending only to those who haven't already filled one out. So you don't have to worry about getting a duplicate or being bombarded by multiple mailings from a nonprofit or a political party or two political parties. So we hope in doing that to streamline the system, to make it easier on voters, and as a side benefit, make it easy on the folks at counties and cities who are administering the election as well. So I don't have any information that this Center for Voter Information is sending out anything more, but our mailing is one that's going to, I think, make things tighter, make the data better.
There is one other issue here that seems to be popping up, and that is the question of whether or not Trump can or will even try to stop voting at, say, like midnight on election night, in which whatever time zone you're in, that at that point, all the votes that have been counted, those are the only ones that are going to go and count, and he's going to try to declare emergency, a win early because he already knows probably a lot of absentee ballots are going to go against him. first of all, I mean, have you heard anything about this? And how concerned are you in regards to the president trying to stop an active election being counted?
Yeah, he cannot and he will not, at least not in Minnesota and under my watch, stop the counting of legal ballots, which is what absentee ballots are. Anyone can declare a victory with any percentage of the vote in they want. Whether we should pay attention to that declaration is another thing. So whether it's the president or Joe Biden or any candidate, they are all going to have to wait until we have enough returns in. And in Minnesota this year, this is critical, this year, one-time-only rule, saying that all voters can postmark their ballot as late as November 3rd, as long as it gets there by a week later. By definition, what that means is we will not have 100% of the results in until Tuesday, November 10th, which is a week after Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. Now, that doesn't mean we won't know winners before that. In fact, I will say, I will predict that we will know the vast majority of winners of outcomes well before the one-week deadline. But we will not know 100% of the results. And so the president or any other candidate can declare whatever they want on election night. But all a ballot is a ballot is a ballot. And whether it's cast in person or in-person absentee or from home, it has the same worth and the same value, and it will be counted.
Mailing early, though, is always a good option.
Oh, totally, yes. I mean, everyone can wait until Election Day to mail it. You got an automatic 7-day cushion to get it in. But I'm urging people to go earlier than that if they're comfortable doing that, just to make sure. And remember, you don't have to just pop a ballot in the mail and wonder and hope. You can actually know with certainty whether it arrived. We have a ballot tracking feature. It's mnvotes.org/track. You put in your information and you can know for sure not only that it arrived, but the particular day that it arrived and was processed and tallied. So that's really important to know as well. It's peace of mind for all your listeners.
mnvotes.org. Everyone out there listening, it's a civics course, for goodness sakes. It is literally everything you need to know about voting in Minnesota. It is an exceptional webpage. Pound for pound, I don't know many that are better. Seriously, for whatever the subject they're working with, mnvotes.org is sensational. So I want to drive everyone there. Once again, Steve, they can get all the information on how their options to vote and how they proceed at that website, right?
That's right. mnvotes.org. It's a one-stop shop.
Secretary of State Steve Simon. Mr. Secretary, I appreciate the time as always. Let's have you back on before we get to the election day, okay?
I'd love to. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. No, it's my pleasure. Secretary of State Steve Simon. Wow. Wow. I love that. That is – okay, remember when I was saying early in the show there's not many politicians I agree with 100% of the time? Steve's about 97, 98. He really is the real deal. And I love Steve Simon. We are so lucky to have him as Secretary of State. MNVotes.org, MNVotes.org. Just sensational. Just sensational. I'll tell you what, let's go play 11. Let's play 11 Rockets out of here. I'm not going to dance, but I want some music to get out of here today. All right, breathe, vote. Make sure everyone you know is registered to vote. Make sure everyone you know is going to vote. That's the key over the next few days, all right? Make sure everyone votes. We're going to be back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.